So, Gats here, if you're like me, you love a good stat, but there's one stat you probably don't know, your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Battery start at just $79.99. They also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details.
Guest of the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Brian Windhorst is going to join us there in just a minute. We'll find out if we did indeed obtain the NBA playoff bubble report or was handed to us. Popped up in our files. Here's your SportsCenter update. Chargers coach Anthony Lynn says Colin Kaepernick was added to their list of players to work out in preparation for the upcoming season. The Pistons are finalizing a deal with Troy Weaver to make him the franchise's new general manager. Weaver has been the VP of basketball operations with the Thunder. And finally, a honey badger's skin is so thick that it can withstand machete blows, arrows, and spears? What, did you hear that? The honey badger's skin. So thick, Dan. I know you were distracted. It can withstand machete blows, arrows, and spears.
Honey badger don't care.
Wow. Want to breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, feel healthier? Then take my advice and try Navage. I use it every day to clean my nose and sinuses and absolutely love it. Go to Navage.com, that's N-A-V-A-G-E.com, or visit your local Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Bed Bath & Beyond, or Target. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
So you know that this guy does a very good job covering basketball for the network and has done so for a very long time. Brian Windhorst with us on ESPN Radio. I want to begin by telling you that you should check out the Hoop Collective podcast, wherever it is that you get your podcast. But, Brian, you're joining us now, and we had a roaring argument on Monday, I think, because ESPN was doing a bit of a victory lap on obtaining the health protocol handbook. And we were saying there wasn't any obtaining, that somebody did, you were league partners and someone just put it on someone else's desk. So the first question to you is, did we indeed obtain the health protocol handbook, or was it just handed to us so that we could have a day of content?
I got it emailed to me. That's all I can vouch for. Right. I don't know if it was sent via FedEx or however it was. It's also in PDF form, which it's a little bit annoying. I'd rather have it.
Did you request it? Did you do anything to obtain it other than have an email address?
No, but I will say that I got it from an NBA team. I did not get it from our internal. I'm not saying our internal people didn't have it. I'm just saying I had to acquire it via an NBA team.
All right, but more importantly, you, Zach Lowe, and Woj were not scaling walls with masks on trying to get into the NBA offices.
This is what happened,
right?
Windhorst, because we got into a conversation yesterday. They said that I like to make fun of the way people look, and all I just said is objectively, Brian Windhorst rappelling up a wall to obtain a handbook is funnier than Zach Lowe doing it.
I don't think I could rappel up a stump. I couldn't rappel anything. I'd be standing at the bottom asking for them to throw it down.
Just drop it.
Just throw that down here. What were some of the most interesting things that you saw in there, the things that you found funny, and why isn't this whole thing going to be a disaster?
You know, it's probably one of the most preposterous undertakings I've ever seen. I can't speak to what it like took to build the Panama Canal or, you know, to construct the sewer system of New York City. Like, I'm not talking about on that level, but the level of detail in this document, I'll bet it's probably one of the most complicated things the NBA has done in the 74-year history of the league, or 73 or whatever it is. The amount of doctors, lawyers, epidemiologists, television executives, union members, players, league executives, you could go on and on. Food service workers, hotel workers, Disney executives that had to be consulted to put this together. It is just incredibly complicated, and I have no idea whether it's going to work. There's so many things threatening it, including every single day when I see the coronavirus numbers coming out of Orange County, Florida, which is the most worrisome thing at all to me about this whole thing. There's six different phases listed in this thing, including sub-phases. There's phase 4A and phase 4B. And then when you get to Orlando, there's six different tiers, T-I-E-R-S, tiers of people who can move within and out of the building. My God, is it complicated. I really want to see basketball, but I really respect just what kind of work went into even putting this together.
Well, how alarmed are you by the numbers coming out of the Orlando airport? And I suspect these private jets will just land somewhere near Cinderella's castle. But how worried are you that 260 out of the...
We should clarify. Ron DeSantis misspoke. It wasn't that. That was actually the total number. It wasn't misinformation. The governor just misspoke. So it's not that the Orlando airport came out and clarified what
he
said.
Thank you. How bad are the numbers, though? Do we know what the clarification
was? It wasn't
nearly
as bad. That was the total testing overall group. It made it seem like one testing phase to another, more than half of the people that got tested had it, and that's not the case.
Okay.
The issue is this, is that while there's going to be people who are going to be not leaving the campus at the Disney World, many people are going to be off the site living there, whether it's in hotels or in their homes, and coming in. And so if you've got incredibly raising rates of infection in the community and those people are coming in, it's going to increase the chances of the bubble being infected. It just is. I don't have to have, four doctorates in this to know that. That's common sense. The people that do have doctorates, I had a wonderful doctor from Princeton explain this to me, and she couldn't have put it better. It's possible to get everybody into the bubble virus-free, and they're going to start that process right now by testing everybody. But once you get into the bubble virus-free, living like a monk is what it's going to take to keep it virus-free. And that, to me, is going to be such a challenge to people, because it's not calling them debaucherous. It's just calling them human. You're asking them essentially not to be human, to keep this alive. I hope that it works. I can see a framework at which it will work. But my gosh, is this going to be hard.
Brian, if it doesn't happen, the main reason will be what?
The virus. I understand that there's real cultural things, real political things and real economic things that are challenges to this. And I think all of them should be respected, and the league has to pay attention to all of them. What Kyrie Irving is bringing up is important and honorable, but we have to remember that the challenge to this, the reason all this is happening, is the virus. And it's almost become a little bit out of fashion right now to talk about the virus. I've never lost sight of it. It's why I've been skeptical this could ever happen. I'm hopeful, but I recognize just the real challenge that this is really going to be.
What are the worst case scenarios for the league?
The worst case scenario for the league is that one of their star players gets sick. And because the star players are held up as the role models for even people within the league, that the players decide they don't want to play. Because this system is designed on something very... The reason that I was very pessimistic this would happen in April, the reason that it's happening is because the NBA accepted a basic premise. That is that if a player gets sick, the league does not have to shut down. Unlike with Rudy Gobert, they are saying that if a player gets sick, that the league will go on. And they'll go on because of robust testing and other measures. But if you are playing... Let's say in the second round of the playoffs, you're playing for the Utah Jazz against the Los Angeles Lakers, and you find out that Anthony Davis has come down with the virus. And they can say, okay, we're going to the isolation measures. Anthony Davis has been put in protocol. He's going to get great treatment. He's going to get great, he's going to be isolated. You're not going to be near him. Am I, as a member of the Utah Jazz, showing up to play game the next game? That's the question. If the answer is no, then this is not going to work, because I do believe that players are going to test positive.
Brian, do you agree with me? If the rest of the Lakers do not want to play, they're concerned, they don't want to go to the bubble, do you agree with me that LeBron at this point would show up to that bubble by himself?
It's a funny question, Stu. I get it. But, you know, in consultation that I've had with players, which has been limited, I'm not talking to a lot of players right now, but agents who I am talking to a lot of, I think the most of the players want to play. I mean, I think that LeBron definitely is motivated to play, but I don't think it's a hard sell to most of his peers. I think most of his peers feel that way. Obviously, it is a funny consequence to think about that. But I would say, and I say this joking, but I'm almost being serious, they ought to put LeBron in a Pope-mobile. LeBron has got to be kept healthy for like 1,000 different reasons, just for the health of the whole league. If LeBron gets sick, it would be such a setback for everything. And I know that that sounds ridiculous, but it's true. There needs to be a separate 100-page protocol for LeBron and also some other guys like Giannis, but LeBron especially.
Guillermo, put it on the poll. Should there be a special 100-page protocol for just LeBron? And also, should LeBron be traveling around the bubble in a Pope-mobile? At Levitard Show.
It's an amazing visual.
On Twitter. The whole thing is unbelievably ridiculous. It's not a joke. They're doing it at Disney World. It is staggering. It is breathtaking. We get to the important question, though, Windhorst. Bomani Jones and Mina Kimes were disgusted by 80% of our audience, which voted that it is okay to pee in the shower, 80% of the audience. Is it, Brian Windhorst, okay to pee in the shower? Yes or no?
I think you reach a certain age where you do not do that anymore. I'm not saying that you should, that you're going to be able to talk your 8-year-old into not doing it, but I think you reach a certain age where you say, let's not do this, I'm an adult. Let's use the facilities. I know that, now that I am a swimming pool owner, I feel a lot different about, using the pool as a bathroom as I did when I was 12. So I think there's a certain age where you should graduate from that practice.
Dan, you led the jury there, giving him the numbers. You got to just ask him the question without telling him what Bomani said, without giving him the numbers.
Okay, I blew it.
Fair point. What's the age, by the way, Brian?
I'll do better. I'll do
it's
better next
time. For everybody, Stu. You're in the borderline.
Thank you.
Never.
Windhorst, we appreciate it. Here on the show, we have shower peers, pool peers, and a rogue jacuzzi peer as well.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show, Win Stugatz podcast, comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Levitard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number is 3030.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Watch new shower session videos now at youtube.com/progressive. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains June 19th through the 30th. Shop in-store or you can order online for curbside pickup. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See stores for details. Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless.
I suppose, given what's happening in this country, Stugatz, and given how transparent it has played out, that we are making some decisions on behalf of our economy, no matter the peril to human life, We're making those decisions. We're in an unprecedented time, or what feels, it's not without precedent, but it feels like it's without precedent. There's a lot of confusion. The stock market seems like okay, even though why? Because nobody is making any money and everybody is telling us that the economy is collapsing. And in the middle of this, basketball is absolutely making what is obviously a decision for money.
Yes.
Just flatly understand that for all its partners and everyone involved, this decision to do this absurd thing that is going to be hard to pull off. I'm telling you, in the history doing this show, I have hardly ever walked in and Stu Gatz is giggling by himself over his sandwich, and he was giggling by himself still about the Pope Mobile for LeBron James. Like, and my entire time doing the show with Stu Gatz, he's never off in another room having lunch, laughing at what was just said. And then he concocted a scenario where Giannis is jealous because LeBron's got the only Pope Mobile.
There's belly laughter. I mean, but you have to have the visual of the Pope Mobile, especially because there's two different ones. There's an uncovered one and the covered one. Obviously, Brian meant the covered one.
The covered one is basically just a hermetically sealed tube that allows his holiness, in this case, LeBron James, to remain holy.
There's one seat in there. And so I just, the visual of LeBron driving around Orlando in the Pope Mobile, driving past Giannis Antetokounmpo or James Harden, and Giannis screaming out like, hey, I got 20 years left. You got 20 months left.
Okay, but I want you to understand something here. As we sit here and try to measure the risk on human health, put a dollar sign on it. Many people, the Alvin Gentrys of the world, Mike D'Antoni, Pat Riley, because they're older, they don't want to be discriminated against.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't have them in this bubble.
No.
You can't have old people in this bubble. They're going to try and put some of these old people in the bubble, but I don't know where the cutoff on the age should be. The worst case scenario is for this league that they start playing games and someone somewhere, maybe not a player, someone dies because we decided to play basketball. Because basketball happened, and then I feel like basketball will feel that this has succeeded if they can simply get in and out of there, take the money, and not have death on their hands of any sort, like not a relative, not anybody.
Right. But aren't all sports, I mean, the ones that haven't started yet, the ones that are picking up where they left off, hockey, the NBA, it's all, I mean, all these decisions are being made because of money. We all probably know we shouldn't be doing this right?
But one of the things.
I mean, Fauci just came out and said we shouldn't be playing football this fall.
Okay, but
it's not exactly what he said. He said that we shouldn't be playing football if they're not in a bubble that the NBA is attempting. And the NBA walked back some of their, what had been leaked out about the older coaches, because at first there was discussion, are these older coaches going to be allowed to be there? That's, obviously they're going to be allowed to be there. The coaches are now worried. We don't know how long this is going to go. This is going to impact your hiring practices because you might be worried about my health if we continue under this pandemic.
There's also this enormous amount of pressure on college football to get a season in because those football programs finance the rest of the athletic programs. I'm not certain it's fair. I'm not certain we should be doing any of this.
You know it's not fair. Right. You know it's not fair. Why did you fence it on that one? Like, you know the idea.
I'm not a doctor. I don't know enough.
None of us do. Right. It should be noted that
the part that's unfair is unpaid college athletes shouldn't be taking risk on because ESPN needs to make money, or because, you know, the SEC needs to make money. Like, that's not, we all know that
it's
a dirty transaction.
For sure. And it's not just those entities. Entire economies are built on football programs. What happens to Tuscaloosa if there isn't a football season? All those questions have to be asked. Now, you can hold up examples of, well, they're doing this in other countries and it seems to be going well so far. There's loads of testing, but also,
are they doing bubbles in other countries?
The players, not fully, certainly not the way that we're discussing in the NBA. But you're also talking about countries in which the pandemic isn't affecting them as badly as it is in the United States. We seem to be in a plateau. This is not the end of phase one, as Fauci spoke to.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Guest on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Chargers coach Anthony Lynn says Colin Kaepernick was added to their list of players to work out in preparation for the upcoming season. The Pistons are finalizing a deal with Troy Weaver to make him the franchise's new general manager. Weaver has been the VP of basketball operations with the Thunder. And finally, Segway inventor Dean Kamen is preparing to mass produce human organs for patients who need transplants. Once the FDA approves lab-grown organs for medical use. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
You mentioned Fauci, or as I like to pronounce it, Fauci. Billy, I know that you had some thoughts on Fauci as we get closer and closer to it becoming real that sports is indeed going to go into the breach here and make decisions for money that risk human health. And did I hear you say, what's the end game, Fauci? Were you questioning Fauci, Billy?
I wouldn't say questioning. I'm just, you know, the guy seems all over the place and nowhere at the same time. I haven't seen him in months. He's been hiding out wherever he's been hiding out. We used to get a daily briefing from him. I haven't heard from him in forever. Last time I heard from him on sports, he wanted baseball to come back, and it would be fine if baseball comes back. But then baseball can come back, but it needs to be done by a certain time because then it gets dangerous, and then football needs to be in the bubbles. But the other doctors are saying it's not the bubbles. What, I mean, just what's the end game here, Fauci? Like, let's just get some, you know, some clarity on this. Come on the show.
Well, here is the interesting thing about what Billy's doing, because I've told you before that the pandemic hadn't become real around here until Stugatz announced, I think a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago, I don't care who the NBA champion is anymore.
Right.
Now, Stugatz comes.
It was that or Tom Hanks.
Stugatz comes in here today. How about this? This isn't going to surprise you guys at all. Stugatz spitting in no general direction, just every general direction. Hey, sports, how about we play or we don't?
Let's figure it out. I'm serious. I'm tired of sports right now, and I'm speaking to everyone. All four of the majors, soccer, golf, tennis, everyone. Figure it out, because every day it's something different. We have an NBA playoff, and then we have old coaches who are concerned about the rest of their lives and their career, and therefore there might not be an NBA playoff, and I'm fine with that. They should be concerned about their age, their careers, and their health. Major League Baseball. It's 60 games. It's 80 games. It's 100 games. It's prorated. It's not prorated. Rob Manfred has an ace in the hole. He doesn't have an ace in the hole. It's 100%, then it's not 100%. Tennis, one day we're playing, the next day we're not. One day Nadal says it's a good idea, the next day Nadal says it's a bad idea. Do me a favor, sports, all right? Sit down, sit with the doctors, sit with the scientists, sit with your players, figure it out from all angles, and then get back to me. Stop teasing me that you're going to come back, and then there's some other issue that might prevent you from coming back. I don't care anymore. I care about when you're going to come back, and if you come back, that you're going to be healthy, and it's going to be the same product that I have seen my entire life. I am tired of sports. All you sit down, figure it out, and figure out the right time to come back.
So
because
good.
I'm telling you,
I am not certain
that we should be playing any sports for at least
there
a
it
year.
Is.
But I want it.
There it is.
I want it worse
there
than
it
anything.
Is. Figure it out. This thing that can't be figured out, figure it out, sports.
Well, Dan, sit down and figure it out. I mean, baseball didn't think that through.
That yeah, there's some old coaches.
So God, trust me that they have more invested in this than you do. Well, and they care about it more than you do. And they have fought.
Well, it's debatable.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm with Stugatz. Yeah. This is the classic. Oh, I'm working so hard. We're doing so many things. Oh, I'm so tired from all the behind the scenes, behind the scenes. How about do it in front of the scenes? Okay. Stop telling me everything you're doing behind the scenes that no one can see or verify, and either do things in front of the scenes or shut up until you have it figured out behind the scenes. And come back once you've got it figured out. But don't give me updates every day. We're trying so hard. We're working so hard behind this. Oh, conversation behind the. Do it in front of the scenes, all right? Or don't talk to me until it's figured out. But figure it out already because you've had more than enough time.
Thank you.
It's like a baby.
That's all we have is time.
It's like a baby Stugatz. You sound, if Stugatz were an 8-year-old character that were depicted by an animation or a cartoon, you just did Stugatz. You just did the whole Stugatz routine of, hey, this league that's got hundreds of millions of dollars invested in this, just figure it out. Okay, good. I'm going to go sit on the toilet now and read Twitter. And that's what I'm going to do. And that's the most productive thing I'm going to do today.
No, baseball, like that's the perfect example. Rob Manfred, Tony Clark, sit down in a room or listen in a Zoom room and figure it out.
All right,
okay. And get back to us. Right. Once you've figured out all angles of every, how many games, prorated, not prorated, players, Trout, shut up, and just figure it out.
Listen, to Stugatz's point, and I may be wrong, it sounds like yesterday the two of them did finally talk, and then we got some positive news. But before that, it was whisper over here, news over here, leak over here, this over there. Just the two of you get in a room together, call each other up, you got nothing else going on, and figure out a plan.
That's it.
Do you guys not realize who you work for? Like, them answering questions. We just did a 2-hour special on Return of Sport. Like, we're part of the problem. The reason that we get all these updates is because we won't stop asking. We just had Windhorse on. Why do you think we had Windhorse on? To talk about the fact that there might be games or there might not be games. Like, we are part of this problem.
You know what's better than all that speculation in the 2-hour specials? Sports. How about just figure out sports and come back with sports, and then we'll get 6 hours of sports every day instead of 2-hour specials.
And I think Greeny's the guy that Greeny needs to be the guy that figures it out. I want Greeny to be the commissioner of figuring out sports because seriously, yes, we're spending way too much time talking about whether sports can come back, and we're not watching sports. We're not consuming sports. We're just talking about whether they'll come back or not.
What?
If you don't come back, I'm good with it for a while. If you do come back, let's go already.
Guys, sports are back. They're back in other places.
Whoa.
It's not the sports that need to figure things out. It's the country.
Whoa. Well, this is the part about figuring it out that makes me want to just continue.
Plenty of sports yesterday.
Listen to me. I want to punch Stugatz in the face until the end of the pandemic because he's going up to Fauci, a renowned scientist, and being like, hey, figure it out, Fauci. All right? Let's wrap this up, okay? Because I need my betting. I need my gambling. Hey, everybody, all you guys, all you experts who don't know any more than I do because I'm King Gasbag, you guys figure it out.
I mean, I wouldn't mind if Fauci was involved in these discussions, but like the NBA, you feel like you're at the 5-yard line, and then all of a sudden, you know, you got Greg Popovich not wanting to go to the bubble. That should have been thought of before we got to the 5.
All right, there he is.
I figured that out at the 50.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stugatz, the second guest critic, here at the end of a pandemic that none of us can figure out, saying, hey, you guys, figure it out.
Hold that thought. Let's sell some ads.
Also, just for a moment, let's pump the brakes on renown for Fauci. No one knew who this guy was 3 months ago, okay?
Nah, it's not true. He's held his job for, like, several administrations.
Yeah, but you didn't know who he was.
I mean, he was pretty front and center during the AIDS crisis.
Come on, you heard Fauci's name for the first time, like, during this pandemic.
No, 100%. 100%. You weren't talking about this guy last November or anything. You've never heard of this
guy.
Not
last November, but I remember him from the AIDS crisis. Maybe this is an age thing.
Really? That's where we've gotten in the content distribution system? No, where we're going to do, what are your Fauci bona fides? Did you know him in November or did you know him in January? Show me your Fauci resume.
He was like a pretty divisive figure. That was
I knew who Fauci was before you did. It's not
the first time a group of people have hated Anthony Fauci.
I mean, Mike, you were like 6 when the AIDS crisis happened. You were paying attention to the doctors at the time. I really doubt that.
I don't know how to win this argument.
Again, we're doing Fauci bona fide. Fauci, I pronounced when I called him Fauci when this thing started.
The AIDS crisis was a pretty big deal. I'm sorry you missed it.
Yeah, but you were 6.
I mean, it was a national. Okay, I'm not doing this with you guys anymore.
Did you know Geico's now offering an extra 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your teenager to help around the house?
Okay, Mom, I emptied the dishwasher, vacuumed the basement, and folded the sheets out of the dryer.
Wait, what?
Oh, and next, I'm going to clean Mitten's litter box.
Are we in some kind of prank show or something? That's a camera, isn't it?
There's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Limitations apply. Visit geico.com for details.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. It's time for the movie of the day. It is brought to you by Redbox. It is National Go Fishing Day. In honor of that, my three favorite fishing movies of all time. Number three, a classic, A River Runs Through It. Number two, what starts off as a fishing movie and then turns into a movie about survival, A Perfect Storm. And number one, which is currently in pre-production, but once it's ready, Dan, and this is the first time I put a movie in pre-production, number one on my list, but it's a can't miss. There is no chance this won't be good. The Hunt, Matt Barnes' pursuit of Derek Fisher. Redbox has top entertainment when you need it most. 12 strangers wake up in the middle of nowhere for one very specific purpose, The Hunt, starring Betty Gilpin and Hilary Swank. I watched that movie. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways you can watch. You would think putting a bunch of people somewhere with one mission and calling it The Hunt, like that would be a top 10 movie. It wasn't. It was good. It was not great. It's number 17 on my list of all-time movies. It was good.
It cracked your top 20.
In terms of hunting.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't there a movie that someone tried to hunt Ice-T?
I think it was Rutger Hauer. Who was
Rutger
hunting.
Hauer tried
yes.
to hunt Ice-T.
I think
Ice-T.
Rutger Hauer was trying
good job
to,
out of you.
To hunt Ice-T.
It
yes.
was Rutger Hauer.
Yeah. 30 years ago, 40 years ago, Rutger Hauer was
what was the name of
that? What was the name of that? Nobody knows what we're talking about right now. How old were you? Maybe Mike did know Fauci at 6 years old, because my guess is that Fauci was out in front of us before Rutger Hauer was chasing Ice-T around.
I mean, I was 6 years old. It wasn't 6 months. So I can remember things from back then.
It's called Surviving the Game.
Ah.
But Rutger Hauer.
That's a good name.
wait a minute. First of all, is that his real name? There's so many people who don't even know who we're talking about. Chris Cody is so confused right now. Chris Cody, I want you to image search right now Rutger Hauer. I want all of you to do this if you guys don't know what it is that we're talking about. And now, when I ask
R.I.P. Rutger,
who is an actor who simply looks, based on the photograph that you're looking at, that he might have hunted Ice-T through a jungle 40 years ago, Rutger Hauer just visually looks like, yes, that's, if you walk in, I don't even care if you can act or not. Like, if you're someone who just simply looks like you can chase Ice-T through a jungle hunting him. And by the way, Rutger Hauer, and spoiler alert, he gets his in that movie. He is the guy that looks like he's the bad guy and that he's capable of evil. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Does Rutger Hauer as an actor look like he's capable of evil?
What's his most famous role? Is it The Hitcher?
Evil?
Yeah.
An evil hitchhiker?
Even when he was trying to screw over Bruce Wayne later in his career, it was a bit of evil.
Uh-oh, we've hit the Roy, we have hit the weird Roy wheelhouse. Always a delight when this makes an appearance. Here come the Rutger Hauer corrections.
Late Runner. That's his famous role.
Yeah.
Oh, you are 100% correct, man. I forgot about that.
I will not have this. When he hunted Ice-T in the jungle is the best Rutger Hauer movie. That is my final answer.
I disagree.
I don't care whether he had better roles or not. What I'm telling you is that Rutger Hauer did not have to audition for that part. They had a movie. They're like, we're going to hunt Ice-T in the wilderness. The director said, get me Rutger Hauer. And has he done anything in 20 or 30 years?
Except the Batman movies. Yeah. He tried to screw over Christian Bale's Bruce Wayne out of his inheritance. Jerk.
How long ago did he die? Was he typecast?
2019.
Was he typecast as that guy? The guy
who would be
like evil suit,
nemesis to Batman, nemesis to Ice-T.
He wasn't like your. He wasn't a supervillain. He was a blue collar supervillain.
I mean, he had a heck of a run. He really did. He was the best Dutch actor of the century. I mean
white collar. That was a white collar criminal in that Batman series.
Is that his real name? Because that seems like an impossibly false name, Rutger Hauer.
Rutger Olsen Hauer.
Yeah, so it's just a foreign one, Dan.
Okay, I want to regroup here. When I woke up this morning, I need to promise you guys that I absolutely did not think that we would do 5 relentless minutes on Rutger Hauer.